heard it. Eriadu was losing a lot of its Lomite shipments to a pirate group that had fortified the bow of one of their ships to use as a rostrum, a kind of battering ram, after destroying too much cargo with their lasers.
"The pirates weren't acquainted with ion cannons," Selic said, from the pilot's seat.
Teller glanced at the Gotel. "Says Wenna's ships were too well ray-shielded for that. Another Tarkin innovation, I might add. Anyway, he designed a narrow-profile ship with cannons that could swivel on pintles to direct all firepower forward. Confronted the rammer bow-on.
"Damn the particle beams! Full speed ahead!" Hask said,
still refusing to buy into the legend. Teller nodded. Burned through the pirate's armor like a knife through butter, and blew the ship apart. He turned to point to toggles on the control console. "Same system here." Kala grinned.
"Should come in handy." "We can hope,"
Otto said, giving the console a final appraisal with his right eye, while his left remained fixed on Salik.
"Proximity alarms. Hypercom unit. Imperial holonet encryptor."
"Why is it called the Carrion Spike?"
Enora said. Teller drew his lips in and shook his head.
"Not a clue."
Everyone fell silent for a moment, gazing through the viewports at the Morkana system's small outermost planet and the vast starfield beyond.
"I still can't get over Vader being there,"
Hask said finally.
"I mean, why would the Emperor send him to escort Tarkin?"
"Vader paid Morkana a visit just after the war ended,"
Kala said.
"Executed a Black Sun Twi'lek racketeer, among other acts."
"Still,"
Hask said.
"Vader."
"Stop calling him by name," Enora said harshly, then softened her tone to add,
"He's a machine. A terrorist."
She looked at Teller.
"You took a real risk having him and Tarkin walk right into that sliding door ambush."
Teller shrugged it off. "We had to make the scenario ring true. Besides, their getting themselves blown up wouldn't have affected our plans one way or another."
"The Emperor wouldn't have been happy losing two of his top henchmen,"
Kala pointed out. "He's not going to be happy either way," Teller said. The console issued a loud tone, and Kala lifted his eyes to the display.
Teller, we've got a starship on our tail."
Teller's dark eyebrows quirked together.
"Can't be. You certain you have the stealth system enabled?"
The Korovar nodded.
"Status indicators say so. We should be invisible to scanners."
Everyone crowded around the sensor suite.
"Put the ship on screen," Teller said.
Kala's stubby-fingered hands raced across the keypad, and a black ship with forward fangs resolved on the display.
"Waiting for a transponder signature."
"Don't bother," Salik said. "That's Farza's ship, the Parsec Predator."
Teller nodded.
"The Sugi arms dealer."
"Morkana's most wanted," Salik said.
Kala ran his gaze over the sensor indicators.
"Matching our every move."
Teller stared at the screen and scratched his head in bafflement. "I'm willing to entertain explanations." Otto spoke first.
"Perhaps this Sugi is simply heading for the same jump point we are."
Teller nodded to Salik.
"Put this thing through some maneuvers, and let's see what happens."
The Corvette changed vectors, slewing to port, then to starboard, before rocketing through an abrupt, twisting climb that delivered them swiftly to the dark side of the impact-cratered planet. Everyone fell silent again, waiting for the Korovar's update.
"The Predator's still with us, just emerging from the transitor,"
Kala swiveled to Teller.
"And here's something strange. We're not being scanned."
Teller and Artos look perplexed.
"You stated that it is matching our every maneuver,"
the Mon Cal said.
"It is,"
Kala emphasized.
"And I repeat, we're not being scanned. No sensor lock. No indication that we're being observed."
Teller traded glances with Artos.
"A homing beacon?" he suggested.
The Moncal's confusion didn't abate. Teller looked at Hask. It was your job to check for trackers.
I did,
the Zygerian all but snarled.
There weren't any.
Or you didn't find any, Teller said.
Why would this Faza attach a locator to Tarkin's ship?
Anora said. Or is that just a Sugi thing to do?
Offhand, I can't imagine a reason, Otto said. But we can certainly outrace the Predator, if we have to.
Teller considered it. That doesn't make me feel a whole lot better, Doc. Not if we've got a faulty stealth system.
Teller, we are not being scanned.
Carla repeated.
The stealth system is operating impeccably. Check the status displays for yourself if you don't trust me.
Teller made a placating gesture. Of course I trust you. I just don't get it.
Should we contact our ally? Salik said.
No, not yet, Teller said. We'll be updated soon enough, in any case.
Unless,
Hask began.
Anora aimed a faint smile at the Zygerian. I'll bet I know what you're going to say, and yes, that occurred to me too.
Teller and the others looked at the two of them. What am I missing? Teller asked.
Vader,
Hask said, exhaling.
Vader and Tarkin.
Teller continued to regard them. What? The Sugi is giving them a ride?
Anora rocked her head from side to side. Or they appropriated his ship.
They could have. Teller plucked at his lower lip. Still doesn't make sense, though. Not if we're invisible to the Predator's sensors. Or are you saying that Tarkin's got some secret way of locking onto us? Kala spoke to it.
We disabled the slave circuit when we silenced the stormtroopers' comlinks and the ship's comm.
Maybe Tarkin.